Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 60, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose. My God, put me not to shame before triumphant foes. And what follows, Psalter 60, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word which we wish to read together, can be found in Micah 7. But first we will read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Micah 7. Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar, the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh, and now shall be their perplexity. trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her, And now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day that the walls are to be built, in that day shall the degree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to thee from Assyria and from the fortified cities and from the fortress even to the river and from sea to sea and from mountain to mountain. And notwithstanding the land shall be desolate, but because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doings. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitarily in the wood, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan, in Gilead, as in the days of old, according to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, will I shew unto him marvelous things. The nation shall see and be confounded all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ear shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou wast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. We announce to the congregation that Mrs. Kobe Slingeland was privileged to come home from the hospital in this afternoon. Oh, let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is thy good and thy merciful hand that has brought us and our children by renewal on this Lord's day within the walls of thy house of prayer. Each time when we attempt to draw nigh unto thee with our unclean lips, then it is so necessary that thou granteth thy spirit with a deep and solemn impression unto whom we speak. Where thou art high and lifted up, majestic, glorious, and that we are sinful creatures of the dust, creatures that have sinned everything away, that have left thee in paradise, never to return. But now the wonder of free and sovereign grace, and in thy goodness, then thou hast given unto us thy holy word, thou hast preserved it in its purity, in the midst of all the storms, until this very moment. And there thou declareth unto us that thou wast made a way, that the chiefest of sinners can be saved, and that in a way that all thy attributes may be glorified. And thou wast promised that the means of grace, that they shall not return void unto thee. And to that end, then in this evening hour, then we humbly beg of thee, that it may please thee in thy abounding mercy, to grant a rich blessing upon thy word. May it please thee in this very hour, that sinners, young, middle-aged, and the elderly, so many still for their own account, that thou may place them in their guilt and in their missing, shed thy love abroad in the heart, arouse to a holy jealousy, and that they may become seekers. O Lord, may it please thee to convert us and our children, as thou doth convert all thy people. Wilt thou remember thy children, then in this evening hour, it is an hour of preparation. When thou granteth it, when thou spareth us, then in the coming Lord's day, then the table of the covenant, the signs and the seals of the covenant, the Lord's Supper, will be administered in the midst of the congregation. And then it shall be heard, all things are ready, the Master calleth thee. Lord, then we humbly ask thee that thou mayst set a holy watch around thy table. Thou knowest who are thine, those that have received the divine rite, that wedding garment. Thou knowest the fears. Thou knowest the perplexities. Thou knowest the riddles. Thou knowest how they can be so tossed through and fro, that they know it no more. But those that have a divine right, may it please thee to draw them. May it please thee in this very evening hour, that thou may grant unto thy children an appetite, those holy and living desires, and that their heart may begin to burn, Lord. Thou knowest how dependent thy children also are in a week of preparation. They learn they can give themselves nothing, not even the proper thought, lest that living desire. But may it please thee to stir them up, grant them a special place at thy footstool, where they may be given to plead with thee. May it be in the coming Sabbath day, that thy house may truly be a Bethel, that it may be the house of God. Those that have no name, those that know it no more, perhaps a time that they were given to believe that indeed thou hast begun, but at the moment so tossed to and fro, and so many riddles and no solution, perhaps the barley harvest has come to an end, and they are ready to perish, Lord. May they then truly come to an end in a week of preparation, and that thou may appear unto them, that precious mediator, who can save to the uttermost those that come unto thee. O wilt thou spare that we build not upon sandy foundations? To that end, Lord, O wilt thou grant a mouth to speak, that the trumpet may give a clear sound, given to separate the precious from the vile? Wilt thou remember all the hearers? Ah, Lord, may the unconverted truly become unconverted in this evening hour, and may they be given to cry unto thee. Wilt thou remember and bless the consistory? Remember in this week, in the day of tomorrow, in the evening hour, it shall be a solemn moment, a solemn meeting, when the branch of Nobleford hope to nominate a consistory elders and deacons that may go before them in the future as watchmen upon the walls of Zion. O Lord, may it please thee to gather with us, and that in thy providence, above all in thy favor, that it may be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. May there yet be those true sires that may be given to beg of thee, that thou may go with us. Bless the manifold means of grace in the midst of the church, in the midst of the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to that end. Impress upon their hearts that they are stewards, and that the time of stewardship shall come to an end. And that can be so suddenly as we have experienced in the months past. We commend unto thee the Christian school, a grand traveling mercies from day to day. Wilt thou remember all those that are called to teach, when thy word may be opened, and make it a blessing for young and old. We commend unto thee the many temporal needs. O Lord, remember and comfort the mourning ones, the widowers, the widows, those that have brought children and dear ones to the cemetery. O wilt thou grant courage to continue. Remember all the elderly ones, many in the care home, others bound to their home, and those that may still come up to thy courts. The infirmities are increasing. Above all, may it please thee to save their never-dying souls. Remember the sick and afflicted ones. Oh, we may acknowledge thee that in this day a mother who was under one surgery was privileged to return to her dwelling. Ah, grant a broken and a humble heart. May the calling be sanctified, profitable for her soul. Remember the old mother that has so long already been in the hospital. Oh, then each time by renewal it pleaseth thee to give some improvement thou wast done by renewal. We commend her unto thee for body and soul together with her husband. Remember the two infant children in different hospitals together with their parents. Wilt thou continue to spread thy gracious wings over them and be mindful of them and strengthen the parents. Lord, so our needs are manifold. We also remember the needs for our daily bread. May it please thee to continue to grant opportunity to harvest the crops, what is grown. Oh, there are those which have seen much destruction, wealth of grand submission. Oh, when it is not so, may there be humble and broken hearts under the goodness of the Lord. Oh, we commend unto thee man and beast. Oh, we remember two young couples who have been united in holy matrimony in the past week. May it please thee to bless thy holy word on their first Lord's Day in their marriage. Remember the young couples that hope to be united in the coming weeks. Well, thou be the pillar of fire and the pillar of clouds. O Lord, dwell now richly amongst us. May matters take place in this evening hour, which shall have value for the time and for that never-ending eternity. And may each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, be given to examine our hearts very closely in the light of God's word. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Well, thou pardon us of all of our sins for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 135, the stanzas 1 through 5. Hear this, all ye people, hear. Earth's inhabitants, give ear. All of high and low degree, rich and poor, give heed to me. And what follows? Psalter 135, the 5 stanzas. beloved congregation, when the Lord shall grant it on the coming Lord's Day, then the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ shall be administered in our midst, a royal feast which has been instituted by the royal King for a people that have been drawn and conquered by free and sovereign grace, for a people that have a desire to have their faith strengthened and their lives more holy. Then it is commanded in the Word of God, the Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28, so let a man examine himself and eat of that bread and drink of that wine, for he that drinketh unworthily drinketh damnation to himself. Repeated in 2 Corinthians 30, verse 5, where Paul has exhorted the church to prove themselves concerning their faith. And now that examination and that preparation, congregation, who is that now for? What do you think, boys and girls? What are your thoughts, young people? Who is that preparation now for? And it is true, the Apostle Paul has written in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order. And then we need a church right to attend. But now concerning that preparation, what God's children need to attend the Holy Supper of the Lord. Those 3 points we all stand in need of, because we need a preparation for that final meeting with our Maker. And then it is so necessary, so indispensable, that by the work of the Holy Spirit, that we are given to experience those 3 points, that we learn how great our sins are, that we learn how they may be pardoned in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then to show gratitude for such a deliverance. Then in the Scriptures, then we have many examples of that solemn preparation. We shall mention Exodus 12, the institution of the Passover, in which place in the New Testament the sacrament of the Lord's Supper has come. Then the Israelites, they were called to search their houses diligently, that all leaven, a pitcher of sin, that it may be done away with. Then on that first Passover, then on the 10th day of the first month, then a lamb without blemish, a beautiful type, a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come in the fullness of time, where John the Baptist has declared, "Behold the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sins of the world." Then that lamb that was to be set apart for 4 days, that the Israelites, then you can picture, boys and girls, when the family has seen that lamb apart, that they were called to meditate what would take place with that lamb, that in 4 days it would be slain, the blood would flow, had to be placed upon the doorpost, thus to be given to meditate upon what they deserve, about how the Lord has given that sacrament much more clearly declared in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper than in the scripture when the saints of old, when they were called upon to appear before the Lord in a special way, then it was with reverence and with a deep impression that they were appearing before a holy God. I read in Leviticus 26 verse 2 that the Lord has commanded the children of Israel to keep the Lord's the Sabbath day holy and to reverence the sanctuary. Of course, that must always be in our lives. Oh, let us keep to the old ways and grant to our children an impression when we come up to the house of God that we are appearing in His presence in a special way. And where I read in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 10 that the holy angels, that they are present during the church service. And even more concerning the sacraments, that we appear in a very reverent, a sober, and a modest way. And that in our outward deportment, that it can be seen, that we truly fear the Lord, that God's word is our authority, and in the way of gratitude, that we are given to say with the psalmist, "Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation by day and by night." When we think of the Apostle Paul, when he has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 11, and when in the verses from 23 through 29, he has spoken concerning the institution of the Lord's Supper, then in the first 16 verses of that chapter, then the Apostle Paul is given to speak of the head covering for the woman, but also that her long hair, that it is given for her covering, that it is her glory. Thus then the instruction is simple, because if we cannot believe the simple words of the scripture concerning those matters, then how can we believe the mysteries of salvation? Oh, when the Lord works, then it becomes our desire to live according to God's word. It is true, the church has to learn, has no part in their justification. Quite a few years ago in the Netherlands, then I have met with an old widow in the upper 70s, and alas, her former life, the family life was very sad. Another denomination I do not remember, married, 9 children, and living in the midst of the world, yet going up to God's house. Ah, she has told short hair makeup, and in her family it was not well a television, but then it has pleased the Lord to stop her very powerfully, and for 6 weeks she has labored under her misery, under her sin, a solemn impression of the justice of God, that she was a lost, a hell-worthy sinner. Oh, it was evident in that house by husband and children, that mother, that she was wrought upon. Oh, she has cried unto the Lord. And then after 6 weeks, she was brought to the liberty for her soul through the mediatorial work of Jesus Christ. Oh, then I have asked her, "But how did it go in your family?" Because the children, they were teenagers, and the Lord has wrought upon her, but not her husband at that moment, and children. And then she was given to tell that the Lord was so good, and that it had made such an impression upon husband and children. And then you can understand when the Lord is wrought in the heart of mother that was before in her house that had to leave. But it made such an impression that husband and children went along. And then she has told us, then it was announced that the Lord's Supper would be administered, and she had received a divine right. She received a holy desire to sit at that table with the King of the Church, who had given himself that she may be saved. But then she was given to tell that she had such a love and reverence for the Lord, such a reverence for the Lord's table, such a love for God's people, that it was a considerable time before she has attended. She has waited till her glory has grew long in this evening hour. Then we wish to ask your attention in an hour of preparation for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 5, the question and answers 12 through 15. Question 12. Since then by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve a temporal and eternal punishment, is there no way by which we may escape that punishment and be again received into favor? Answer: God will have his justice satisfied, and therefore we must make this full satisfaction either by ourselves or by another. Question 13. Can we ourselves then make this satisfaction? Answer: by no means. But on the contrary, we daily increase our debt. Question 14. Can there be found anywhere one who was a mere creature able to satisfy for us? Answer: none. For first, God will not punish any other creature for the sin which man hath committed, and further, no more creature can sustain the burden of God's eternal wrath against sin, so as to deliver others from it. Question 15. What sort of a mediator and deliverer then must we seek for? Answer: for one who was very man and perfectly righteous, and yet more powerful than all creatures, that is, one who was also very God. Lord's Day number 5, an appropriate Lord's Day for preparation, which speaks of the necessity of satisfaction for man's deliverance, with 4 thoughts. In the first place, the surrendering question before deliverance. In the second place, the just demand concerning deliverance. In the third place, the vain seeking for deliverance. And in the fourth place, the proclaimed way of deliverance. An appropriate Lord's Day for preparation, which speaks of the necessity of satisfaction for man's deliverance, the surrendering question before deliverance, the just demand concerning deliverance, the vain seeking for deliverance, and fourthly, the proclaimed way of deliverance. Then, congregation, then we read over this Lord's Day of the second part of man's deliverance. And then Lord's Day number 5 and Lord's Day number 6, they belong together, then in these Lord's days, then the peril of great price is revealed, declared in his meditorial work. And now we have heard in the past Lord's day that the instructors, they have spoken of the knowledge of sin in Lord's day number 3 of the origin of sin, and in Lord's day number 4 of the punishment of sin. And when the Lord works by his Spirit, then we are given to labor under those matters. Oh, how has it been in the past weeks with those Lord's days? Have there been souls that have been uncovered, that have been exercised with these matters concerning the knowledge of sin, the origin, but also the punishment of sin? Then the cry shall be born, whether there is a way for such a sinner as I am to be delivered. Oh, that deliverance hopes to be typified, that hopes to be declared in the signs and the seals of the covenant, the broken bread and the poured out wine. But now Christ has said unto his church, do this in remembrance of me. And to that end, the necessity not only to be uncovered, not to only learn what sinners we are, not only to experience the sweet things in the service of the Lord, because already in that sickness, in that seeking, there is such a sweetness, but then the necessity to come to a saving knowledge. Oh, the revelation of that precious Savior, and for a lost sinner, it is so hid. Oh, a sinner learns that they are so ignorant in heavenly ways. A sinner learns how great their sin are. But now we have a Lord's day that may separate the precious from the vile, because congregation, there can be emotions, there can be feelings, there can be convictions, but we need to be saved. We must come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. This is life eternal, that he might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And now when we read the second part of man's deliverance, oh, for the devils there is no deliverance. They are eternally lost. Their doom is eternally sealed. And also for the lost, for them it is forever too late. But for us and our children, we are still in the precious day of grace. We are still upon praying and finding ground. But congregation, these matters, they must be experienced here in the time. We must become what we are. We must become a lost sinner. We must become a seeker. And now for the people of God, oh, what precious things, what a light these young men, Zacharias, Ursinus, and Casperal, Livianus, have experienced. It is the book of comfort. They have laid open what the church of God is given to experience. And it is true, the one is led deeper in these matters than others. But the children of God, they shall all learn the same thing. They shall learn that they are lost. They shall learn all their own fault. They shall learn that they have transgressed all the commandments of the Lord. The church shall learn that they can never save themselves. And then what a wonder it becomes when the gospel may be opened. Ah, that there is a way that a sinner like me may be saved. Oh, what a wonder that there may be spoken of man's deliverance. The Lord was never obligated to take one step outside of himself to save the sons and daughters of Adam. But oh, the eternal love, unfathomable love, the love of a triune God, and therefore it may be written, according to God's holy word, of man's deliverance. That is what the Lord's Supper speaks of. Oh, the way that a sinner may be saved, a way that the Father's justice may be satisfied, a way that God's attributes may be glorified. But now the instructors, they are given to declare that way. Oh, for a sinner completely lost, a sinner that has not a penny to pay, then that pearl of great price shall be revealed. Oh, think of the parable in Matthew 13, the verses 45 and 46. Ah, there was one that has found many precious pearls. Oh, are there such souls in my midst that have gathered many a precious pearl, that have gleaned many a gleaning in the house of God, and yet no solution for your sins, no solution for your soul? Oh, then when it speaks of man's deliverance, then it may be declared in the last question and answer of that mediator of one that can lay his hands upon both. That is the way to the Father by the work of the Holy Spirit. But now, in our first point, the surrendering question before deliverance. Oh, in the last Lord's Day, then we have heard many arguments that the sinner secretly put the blame upon the Lord. But now in this Lord's Day, then it has taken place what we read in Romans 3 verse 19, that every mouth shall be stopped and become guilty before the Lord. Blessed that people, when it may take place here in the time, because otherwise congregation, oh, then our mouth shall be stopped when we are called to meet our Maker, and then it shall be forever and forever too late. Then there shall never come a gospel preacher to speak of man's deliverance, how that boys and girls, young people, older ones, may be delivered from the wrath of God and to be restored into that blessed communion. And now in this Lord's Day, then it begins so different since then. Oh, then his mouth has been stopped. Then there has come a bowing under the justice of God, that they have to say, Amen, Lord, thou art just. Thou must punish all my sins. Thou doest no wrong. But now that blessed confession, when a soul may be given to bow, oh, have you heard it out of Micah 7? Oh, there is a church that is troubled, but then by faith rejoice not over me, my enemy. Oh, in a week of preparation, what an enemies and what an assaults there can be. Where is now thy God thy trusted? Oh, concerning that wedding garment, what a questions there can be in those truth-seeking souls. But now blessed that people that may come to this Lord's Day since then. By the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. Here the sinner is given to agree. Here the sinner is given to bow that the Lord is just. Oh, the true people of God, they love all the attributes of the Lord. They also love and adore His holiness, His righteousness, and His judgments. Then they are given to say, Lord, as a great as a black sinner, then I deserve temporal. Ah, for that people, and what a blessed place it is, when the church may be given to bow, when the church may be given to adore, when they may be given to consider the long-suffering patience of the Lord, that for such a one, and one that is not a penny to pay, in congregation we do not come there so quick. Oh, what a work the Spirit has to uncover a sinner deeper and deeper, and to bring them to this Lord's Day. But then a question, no, a sinner does not ask to go lost. There is an agreeing, there is a bowing, but not an asking to go lost. Although they would have to say that the Lord is just in all his ways, they have deserved it. But then the question, is there no way? Do you hear, congregation? Oh, the sinner does not know it no more, asking if there is a way. They need a way, but they do not know a way. 'Tis so hidden for them, because it must be experienced in the heart. Is there then no way? Oh, a seeking, a desiring soul, is there no way by which we may escape that punishment? But there is not a period, and that now separates the true work of the Lord. Can be common convictions that it even goes deep. But now for the true child of God, oh, it is true. When the Lord works, what a thoughts they have of death, of eternity, and what it shall be to have to be punished forever and ever, and then to curse such a good-doing God. Oh, what a prayers are sent up, we read it. Is there no way to escape punishment and to be received, to restored into favor? Are there such souls in my midst? In this evening hour that are laboring with the former Lord's days, they know what repentance is. They know those bitter tears of lamentation. Many a meditation about missing the Lord. Oh, with a holy jealousy upon that people that have received the hope outside of themselves. That people that have even been led further and have received that wedding garment. Is there no way that I may be restored with thy favor? That is the crucial point. The life of the true child of God. What a supplications, what a sighs, and what a cries has the psalmist not prayed in Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Thus what an examination also for preparation shall be experienced by the true child of God. Our second thought, the just demand concerning deliverance. We would expect with such a question that Zacharias Ursinus and Caspar Olivianus would have immediately laid on hands of such a one and say, ah, do not be afraid. This can be nothing but the work of the Lord. Thus fear not. The Lord shall make all things well. What a wisdom is necessary to deal with seeking souls. Can be two extremes. Can be that there is a laying on in hands, given rest, where there is no rest, because there is no true rest outside of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Sometimes seems in our day that we can be saved. Outside of the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, there can also be an other extreme. There have been people of God whom the Lord has powerfully and clearly converted, and that when they have heard it was not that it went as in their life, that they have frowned upon it. What a wisdom is necessary to deal with those seeking souls. When Ruth has returned from the thresh, from the fields of Boaz, then what an instruction. Then you can understand that Ruth was so full, and she was given to declare what she has experienced. And then Ruth has mentioned that kinsman, that Boaz was a kinsman, but no room but now to stay with our catechism. Then the answer that the instructors have given, oh, that a soul may find no rest outside of the finished work of Jesus Christ. God will have his justice satisfied, and therefore we must make this full satisfaction either by ourselves or by another. What a weighty and what a profound question. That answer that is also declared in the sacrament of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God's justice, that it must be satisfied. And rather than that he lets sin go unpunished, he has punished the same in his beloved Son. And therefore the broken bread and the poured out wine, boys and girls, you know what that points to. That points to the broken body and the poured out blood of the precious Savior. A God will have his justice satisfied, and therefore we must make this satisfaction either by ourselves or by another. Thus then, by renewal, maybe then you ask, but why do the instructors now lay such a stress each time by renewal upon the justice and righteousness of God, that there must be satisfaction in this Lord's Day? We read of satisfaction four times. That a sinner may be led to the cross of Calvary. That is, that everything may be cut off from man's side. That is, that the sinner may be given to flee to the city of refuge. Our third thought, the vain seeking for deliverance. But let us first sing. 217, the fourth stanzas. Remember not, O God, the sins of long ago. In tender mercy visit us, distressed and humbled low. And what follows, Psalter 217, the fourth stanzas. an appropriate Lord's Day for preparation, which speaks of the necessity of satisfaction for man's deliverance. The surrendering question before deliverance, the just demand concerning deliverance, and now thirdly, the vain seeking for deliverance. Question 13, can we ourselves then make this satisfaction? Have you ever tried it, congregation? Has that ever been our concern? That we have experienced that the justice of God must be satisfied. Because when it becomes reality, and when we feel the weight of our sins, and given to experience that separation, that breach, and those living desires for the favor and communion of the Lord, then we shall do everything to make that satisfaction. And then through our deep fallen Adam, then we are so bound up in that covenant of works. Oh, in our state of rectitude, then the Lord has made it possible that Adam could earn salvation, and then he has broken that covenant, and now after that covenant has been broken, and when the Lord begins to work by his Spirit, and then that people are so busy making amends and hoping that they can indeed satisfy the justice of God, then they hope to go from strength to strength, to become more holy, and that at the end the Lord will be happy with them and accept them, and then they hope to speak of grace, but it is nothing but a covenant of works. What a lesson that a child of God has to learn. And now the instructor, we shall not mention all those different ways, by no means, but on the contrary, we daily increase our sins. An uncovered sinner is so foolish that it can be that he thinks, if there may now come a time that I may live perfectly. Has that ever been your desire, congregation? To never grieve the Lord no more. Never commit one sin. But to live perfectly in his presence, to experience his favor, then a sinner thinks it shall surely be well. But then he learns all the sins before his conversion and all the sins after his conversion. And then the instructors, they have said that he daily increases his debt. And on top of that, also their original sin. Thus then the answer that cuts all hope and expectation off from self. And that is a lesson that the child of God has to relearn each time by renewal. Dr. Owen, a Puritan, that has been led very deeply in the ways of the Lord. He has stated in a certain place, I believe, with the explanation of Psalm 130, that each time by renewal, that a child of God is busy, part of sanctification to go toward justification. 'Tis so profitable when we read the form for the administration of the Lord's Supper. Then how scriptural and how beautiful and how instructive concerning the things of the Lord. And then it is so necessary for a child of God that each time by renewal that they are given to consider their sins. What a blessing it is when in a week of preparation that the child may come in a low place, considering all his unthankfulness, and when he considers his life since the last Lord's Supper, maybe even receive the blessing and what he has been, and then to be given to be wonder the mercy of the Lord. And a prayer for pardoning each time by renewal. Can there be found anywhere one who is a mere creature able to satisfy for us? That maybe we think was written for the Romans. But it can also be in the life of a child of God, when an exercised child may think well of them, that they are given to rest in the same. But what do we need? We need to hear it from the Lord himself. Answer, none for first. God will not punish any other creature for the sin which man hath committed. And further, no mere creature can sustain the burden of God's eternal wrath against sin. My unconverted fellow travelers, do you hear it? That no mere creature is able to bear the wrath of God, how shall you then do in eternity? When you shall appear before your Maker with all your sins, and then to have to bear that wrath and not be able, wishing that you would come to naught, that you would be immediately burnt up. But it shall never be, because eternity is forever, or to deliver others from it, our forethought, the proclaimed way of deliverance. And then it speaks of the mediator, one that may as lay his hands upon both, as I read in Job 9, verse 33, one that is the way, the truth, and the life, one that has taken the sins of his children upon him, one who was that perfect Lamb of God without blemish, that has suffered and died, a mediator who has cried out, it is finished. That mediator which is revealed in Lord's Day number 6, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now for that people, for whom that precious mediator has been revealed, become so necessary, so suitable, and so precious. And now concerning that faith, no, then the Scripture does not declare that such a one needs the full assurance of faith, needs to strive for it. But then it concerns that revealed knowledge. And when that takes place in our lives, then our exercises and they shall become different. And then we sit and listen different in church. Because when that precious mediator, oh, the pearl of great price, has been revealed unto us, and then it becomes our desire that that precious mediator may be extolled to the highest, that he may be proclaimed in his riches. Oh, that he is white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s. Oh, then such a soul desires to hear how that as poor sinner as they are, that they may become partaker of that precious Savior. And now for that people, because faith, oh, that suffers many onslaughts, can be in a week of preparation, I would even say yet a blessing, because people of God also in a week of preparation can be so quiet, can be so still and so unprofitable. But what a blessing it is when there may be those exercises. Many times the Lord allows the prince of darkness to also shoot those arrows in a week of preparation, that the child, oh, as Christ not said, oh, my dove, that art in the secret, in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the snares, let me hear thy voice, and let me see thy countenance, for thy voice is sweet, and thy countenance is comely. O people of God, may it please the Lord to grant those exercises, and that it may be as with those men of Emmaus, that their heart began to burn. And then in closing, congregation, then tomorrow evening, then there shall be a special meeting for a special purpose. And then we hope that the Lord may grant true desires concerning the welfare of Zion, that the Lord in his providence and above all in his favor, that he may grant office bearers who may serve in the, among the people of Nobleford. And to that end, then for three office bearers who have been in our midst for some time, then tomorrow evening before the voting takes place, then they hope to lay down their office, join themselves among the people of Nobleford, among those that may be nominated. And to that end, on behalf of the consistory and congregation of Pitcher Butte, then we wish to thank Elder Verhoef, Deacons DeLeo and DeWilde, where you were granted with the help of the Lord and with the love of your heart to faithfully serve the congregation together with the brothers of the consistory. And then we wish you the further Lord's blessing. The Lord also remember your families, because congregation, let us remember for the office bearers, their labors are great, they are manifold, and they are weighty. But also the wives and children of office bearers, they spend many an evening and many an hour alone. May the Lord also grant his reward. May we be given to pray for one another at the throne of grace, that the Lord may be mindful of us in the day of tomorrow and in the weeks to come. A great blessing, a great privilege, which the Lord yet granteth We live in a time that many churches are diminishing and that they're being closed. And the Lord grants amongst us that there may be an increase. Then He grants amongst us many boys and girls, many youth, that may faithfully come up to the courts of the Lord morning and evening. But congregation, you know that it is too short. We must become a member of the living church of the living King by the work of the Holy Spirit. Then here in the time, we must experience what we have heard the past Lord's days, but also Lord's Day number 5. Oh, that as a poor sinner, that we learn that the justice of God must be satisfied, and that we learn that we have not a penny to pay, then it is necessary that by the further instruction and by the further leadings that we see, that we receive a saving knowledge of the Son of God, who was called in the Scriptures the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. May it also be for the evening of tomorrow and for the weeks to come that the Lord may yet have a special favor in the latter days of the earth to bless us with a richer outpouring of His Holy Spirit, and then in a rich measure, because we live in a day where everything is so veiled, but all when it pleases the King to pour out His Spirit in a rich measure, then the matters of these Lord's days, they shall be experienced clearly, and as a general rule, the deeper that a soul is led into his lost condition and that he cannot pay, the richer manifestation of the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ and a closer life to the Lord granted for his covenant's sake. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please Thee to grant unto us and our children a true examination, an honest examination concerning the things which we have heard. Lord, convert what is unconverted, and remember Thy people. Thou knowest who are Thine. Then by renewal, then we commend unto Thee the meeting that has been planned for the day of tomorrow. May it please Thee to gather with us, and that Thou may show Thy special favor. We commend unto Thee 3 office bearers that are with us for the last Sabbath day. We commend them unto Thee for body and for soul, together with the family circles. Wilt Thou bless the labors of our hands? Wilt Thou grant strength? Wilt Thou grant courage? Remember the mothers at home with the children during the day and during the night watches. Wilt Thou help the fathers earning their daily bread? Wilt Thou remember the children at school? Keep us from sin and temptation. Keep us from an unexpected and above all an unprepared death. Lord, grant a prayer for one another. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Bring us also together in this week for a weekday service. May it be a desire insofar that it is possible for young and old to come to hear what Thou hast to say unto us. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 384, 1, 2, 4, and 5. O Lord, my inmost heart and thought, Thy searching eye doth see. Wherever I rest, wherever I go, my ways are known to Thee. And in addition to the announcements of this morning, the first wedding announcement of Joel Mounts and Stephanie Vandenberg, lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 384, 1, 2, 4, and 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.